All right, three, two. Welcome to What You Thinking, Friend. I'm your host, Cody Linderberry. With me, as always,
Ed Worrell.
How the hell are you, Ed?
You know, it's been a while.
My friend, it's been too long.
I think the last one we recorded with our previous podcast was like back in May.
Back in May. So 1,000 years ago, back in May, we actually did another podcast known as The Drunk Leading the Blind.
And that was very like old school science TV of you.
Thank you. I'm giving my full effort as one can at 9:30 in the morning on a Sunday.
That's more effort than I've given in a long time.
Oh, my dude. Yeah. We're going with it just because we're growing up, Ed.
Allegedly.
Grown old.
But we still are like the ultimate cliche of two 40-year-old white males doing a podcast.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we can't
we
change
are
that thing.
No. Originally, when we started this thing, it was the equivalent of being at a bar with some 20-somethings talking about porn for the blind.
Yeah, exactly.
On rock band microphones.
Yeah.
Not even microphones, microphone. We were in.
Microphone. Yeah.
Yeah, we were screaming at each other and trying to just pick up the audio.
Right.
Since then, we have nice little blue mics
fond,
and
fond memories.
Good times, man.
Good times.
We
You got to start simple sometimes.
You got to have humble beginnings.
There you go. Yeah.
And that's what this is going to be attempting to do right now.
Humble
So
beginnings.
Why would you say that we're trying to debrand from the prior Drunk Leading the Blind? I have my reason, but I want to hear
we've
yours.
grown up a little bit, and I emphasize a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think better
Throw the
branding
apostrophe in
now.
there.
Yeah,
Yeah.
we both are now 40.
No, I'm getting closer. I'm
You're
closer
40.
to 40.
No, just
All right.
You're 39. No, you
I'm
might as well just call it now, Cody.
Closer to 40 than I was. Wait, am I? Math is hard.
Math is hard at 9:30 on a Sunday.
Oh boy, ain't that? Yeah, no, I'm closer to 40 than I am like 38. So,
well, there you go. Well, then you're
very
almost
much
40,
so.
Cody.
Yeah, nah.
I'm almost 41. So,
Yeah.
So you put our ages together, we average 40.
Yeah. That's how math works.
Yeah, exactly. Math is hard.
Is
And
that
whether
the
it's
new?
right or wrong, who cares?
That's the new math that they're teaching, right?
Yeah, where it's all horizontal.
Sure. I don't even know. This is a problem I don't have. I have a
Right.
calculator.
I knew math. I just, yeah, I don't know.
This
I
is.
saw it one time and I'm like, that doesn't make any sense, but that's okay. I don't have to learn it, so I don't care.
Ed, tell me if you've heard this before. Well, you won't always have a calculator. I
I did
have.
hear that in high school that I wouldn't always have a calculator. I've got one on my wrist.
You have one on your wrist now.
Yeah.
And we have one in our pockets at any given damn moment. In fact,
Yes.
don't even lie. Mass majority of the time, it's not even in your pocket. It's in front of you.
It's in your hand, 6 inches from your face.
Readily available to ruin somebody's
And
fucking day with actual facts instead of guessing around on a Guinness book for random facts.
actual facts. Huh.
But then we go, eh, well, you can still edit Wikipedia. Let's just say that.
I should start a Wikipedia for you and me and just make it
Oh, God.
ridiculous.
See, this gets into that territory of like the movie Royal Tenenbaums, where you get the obituary and it's like, he died saving a truck full of orphans.
That's absolutely what I'm writing for your something like those lines for your obituary if I make it longer than you.
Please, please do.
And
I
that goes the
wanted.
same for me.
Oh, brother, I'm on it. Of course, I'm gonna tell your missus about like. I need proofreading.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And that is like, and And your missus will be nice enough to tell you, like, hey, this isn't zany enough.
Yeah,
Here's the
throw some
truth.
more fuel on that fire.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
Oh, just like
absolutely.
died as he lived, being on fire. I don't know. It's
On fire, what's that even mean? I don't
in
know.
fuego.
Wait, go. Nice.
Yeah, bud.
Wasn't that a
So,
sports announcer that? Oh, that was
Dan Patrick and
Sports Center. Yeah.
Stuart
Yeah.
Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back when Sports Center was mildly interesting.
Brother, that those were the days where you could just throw it on just because that was the only means of being able to find your team,
Yes.
or like the highlights of your team.
Yes. But then I also had to sit through all the other highlights of the other teams.
I mean, you were in for a power hour, and
Oh, absolutely.
you might have had 15 seconds of your actual game, depending on the season.
Oh, if that, I always have this conspiracy theory, and it's mine alone, that ESPN hates the Atlanta Braves. Because
Just because you're t
anytime you
the
listen to a Braves game on ESPN, oh man, they can't say anything nice.
that's a long-standing hatred from the TBS days.
I think so, yeah. I think so. Or at least that's my view on it.
Huh.
Yeah. And I'm
I
sure
mean,
there's sports teams that you pay attention to that anytime they get on national TV, it's always a
dude, I'm a
haters
Manchester
game.
United. I'm a Manchester United fan, man.
Well,
So
enough
at
said.
any given, yeah, I get hatred all the damn time.
They're
We're
like
not
the
even
Atlanta
good
Braves.
lately. So no, it's all good.
And the other thing, like with me, like the Atlanta Braves, whenever they're on Fox News, they usually have John Smoltz, which is a Hall of Fame Braves pitcher, as we all know, and a Hall of Famer.
Faulty.
I swear it says something in his contract that he can't say anything nice about the Braves when they're on Fox Sports.
There, I think that they have him on a shock collar.
Probably. Anytime he thinks about saying something nice about his days in a Braves uniform, he gets shocked.
Absolutely.
Yeah, probably. That would make perfect sense to me. But I don't
No,
know. Who knows?
I don't know either,
Because
man.
then when he's on a Braves official Braves broadcast, he's like all super into being a Brave. It's funny.
It's kind of comical. And actually, because of that, again, I say that we're so spry and ready to go this morning is just because
Yeah.
of two reasons.
Two.
Yes.
Oh, uh-oh.
The Carolina Panthers are playing in Germany against the New York Giants.
Ooh.
This game kicked off Mountain Standard Time at 7:30 in the morning.
That's real early.
Manchester United kicked off against Leicester City at 7 a.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Which one finishes first?
United's already won 3-0. Life is
Oh,
good.
well, there you go. See,
And
soccer's
Carolina's currently
a
winning.
proper football is a fast or quicker paced game than American football.
Yes, sir. No, you can time your watch to it. In fact, I have. To you set aside 2 hours. Like, okay, I can watch 1 hour at lunch and then I can listen to the other one, listen to the other hour while I'm at work. Which I gotta say, baseball and proper footy are two best sports to listen to the radio
Oh
for
yeah.
still to this day.
Absolutely. Funny little side note.
Sure.
Did you know if you're watching baseball on either the MLB streaming or when baseball's on Apple TV Plus, that you can actually go into the audio menu of the broadcast and switch it to the radio feed, but still get the video feed?
Yes.
Okay, cool. No, I just that's one of the coolest things I've seen in a long time for radio feed because the announcers usually are better.
You might appreciate this for what it's worth because earlier on in the season, I did the same thing where I was listening to the Phillies versus the Braves. Now, you swat if you want a true indication of what Philly life is like, you swap from Bravo's play making to the Phillies, and you will get two different kinds of
Oh,
radio
absolutely.
announcing.
The Phillies feed is doom and gloom the whole time, even if the pitch is an inch outside, the
Fucking
season's over.
Schwabs. It's
And
like, all right.
you're
They don't actively curse because they're still,
Yeah.
publicly reigning,
Right.
but you can hear the tone.
Zach Wheeler misses a strike by a quarter of an inch. The season's over.
Oh God, I can hear the screams from here. I gotta say that the part two of why we're so up and adamant is because the doggo, Sweet Baby Clover, is much probably like Helen and your dog in that they don't care about daylight savings time.
Nope.
Like,
She
I.
starts getting antsy for food about 3:30,
Yeah,
and
no,
she
it's been
doesn't
four.
usually get fed till 5.
It's, yeah, 4:30 has been the ticket. Or it's basically like everything else is off by an hour, as one
Yeah.
would.
Oh,
But just because you get to, quote, sleep in an hour, no. Oh,
no.
no.
You're getting up an hour early
The
with a
dog
dog.
says otherwise. Yes.
Yeah.
And we
You don't
had an
get to.
introduction. We had an introduction between your dog and mine.
We did. It went okay. Oh, that's a funny thing.
Yes.
When Clover started barking the first time, like her high pitch bark,
Yes.
I meant to tell you this weeks ago. Her bark triggered the decibel warning on my watch. It triggered when they got to playing and she did that high pitch bark, it triggered the decibel warning higher than the Smile Empty Soul concert.
Wow.
It was just that high of a pitch, and I think that close.
That's
She
fantastic.
hit 115 decibels.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my.
No wonder my ears bleed from time to time. All right.
Yeah.
Jeez. I'm gonna
I
stay,
just
save that stat.
that you just reminded me. Doggo's meeting and yeah, 115 decibels in your living room there.
I can appreciate the fact that your pupper, being a bigger stature, maybe about another 40 pounds on mine, and just stands a little taller. Had barked more in my living room than you had heard from the entirety of owning
She
Helen.
was trying to get Clover to play.
Yeah, and she was. I mean, they were having a great time. They were spinning around and being jackasses. It was great.
Yeah, it was great.
It was like they would actively have great time. The only problem that Clover has is with men.
She didn't like me
And
much.
well, as soon as you spoke,
Yeah, she was
that
fine
was
with me
like,
if I
oh
sat
shit,
in the
you're,
if I sat in the corner and quiet, she was fine. Yeah.
yeah. So, needless to say, she's not a part of this podcast.
Right. Yeah, exactly. that was good though.
Oh yeah, man.
Yeah. So.
I'm already liking this. So you were the genius I came up with. So what you think, friend?
You think it, friend?
What you thinking, friend? Which is a great acronym for what the fuck?
What the fuck? It is. That's why I say even in the new description is we've grown up a little bit.
Well, I actually haven't had a like alcoholic drink in months.
Months. Wow.
Months.
I'm proud of you.
I had to do some.
Other
I'll tell
things.
quick. Well, I'll tell the quick version. I got in May, after probably our podcast or something like that. I don't know. Food poisoning, and I got so sick to the point that I had a panic attack. Like, okay, and since then it was having to wave these waves of like this anxiety waves. So go to the doc. Not a fan of docs, especially after this little roundabout of chaos. And they're like, okay, well, get vertigo, all this jazz. So we're gonna throw you on to this medication. Helped a little bit. I guess my iron count was a little bit low. And then we go, okay, that's fine. Kept with the iron, swapped a different medication. Well, the medication was not working, so they said, go ahead and double up. We're gonna double it up.
Oh,
I'm like, all
fun.
right. Yeah, it was like, well, are you? And I had to ask a pharmacy buddy of ours, or at least of mine, hey, are they fucking around and seeing what sticks, or is this the normal practice? Come to turn out that this is the normal practice, and you have to give it a couple months to let this stuff seep in.
Kind of build up.
Yeah, but anytime that even if I had a shot, there would be a cold wave that would go from like one shoulder blade to the other, and you can feel like this anxiety pack come in
Sure.
and explain it. But that's it's for the point of like even a non-alcoholic like let's say Busch NA, because it still has 0.5%, if you drink it too quickly, that same effect will come in, and it's almost a little tunnel vision.
Weird.
Yeah, so I don't think that they actually fixed the problem. I
Sure.
think it's actually Meniere's disease, but of course they don't have a there's no solution for that.
Right.
So right now the current medication is working as it is, and it's rolling on maybe month two
Oh,
of
gotcha.
yeah. So
It's
it's
always the
bouncing on
tough
it.
part figuring out the proper dose to make it work as effectively as it can.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But that went from having like on it Alpha Brain and some other stuff,
Yeah.
which was my daily drivers for like focusing in.
Sure.
I basically went cold turkey on all that stuff. My God, days now seem like when you're at work, it is not 8 hours, it is 8 weeks. It like time lapses are a lot harder when you're not having something to focus.
That's your ADD there, buddy.
Oh boy, do I know it? I just didn't
Eight
realize it
hours
until
seems like 8 days. Yeah,
I was
that's your
like,
ADD.
oh no, that's a midlife crisis.
Yeah, well, you know,
Which,
some days, even to us that, you know, don't have ADD or ADHD, 8 hours sometimes feels like 8 days too.
oh boy, this last week especially. With that said, we did find yesterday that what is it? That going to a City Brew, there was a Porsche outside, and the vanity plate for it was midlife.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Midlife on a Porsche. That's fantastic.
That is, hey,
No truer statement there.
wow, just go for it. Good on you.
When we were in Billings, we saw a Corvette driving around with the license plate of single.
I bet.
And I'm like, that.
Not surprised I didn't see that. Okay. We'll give a timestamp to this being November 10th, 2024. Just on the coattails of the election. There was, and this is perplexing because this is Montana.
Right.
A pickup truck that had on one side the Trump flag, and on
Okay.
the other you had the Mexican flag. I was a little, I
Off-put?
wanted a,
Confused?
I wanted a conversation. That's what I wanted. Because there's always, you have to remind yourself that there's always two sides of a story. There's somebody that is right now having their main character story going on right now. And so you always have to think, it's not always about me. There's other people. And it's like, get over your God complex, as it were. But I wanted a con like I would love to have a conversation with that person
A
just to see
Mexico
what's
flag and
a Trump
a
flag
Trump
on.
sticker or flag.
Yeah, and even now, like somebody, we caught a F-150 with an openly Nazi sticker on it. It's like, oh, that's
Wow.
how do you explain that to work?
I don't know.
Or like, how does that conversation go? Oh.
Oh, yes. What you thinking, friend?
I'm thinking it's time for the play stupid stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Oh God, stupid game, stupid prizes. Uh-oh.
If you play we have a nominee for if you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
Like 50% of the country voting for Donald Trump?
Oh
No?
no, let's specify let's
Be more specific.
thank you. Otherwise, I was going to go
This is
specify.
I almost stumbled on specific too.
I was going to just fall down the ladder on
Words
that
are
one.
hard.
Oh. brother. Sober. What the fuck?
So
Okay.
sober words
So
are hard.
in this edition of Play Stupid Games, Get Stupid Prizes, you have some 22-year-old kid that is posting out on Twitter, "Your body, my choice."
Oh, yep.
Now, what do you think that the reward of that stupidity is?
The reward of that stupidity.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully, at least getting berated online at the bare minimum.
The dude got doxxed within 15
Good.
minutes.
Good.
Oh boy.
Because I read somewhere that that was basically your right-winged Nazi Republican, MAGA Republican answer to My Body, My Choice. Like all these women that are
Yes.
angry now at Republicans for wanting to take away their health rights.
Man,
Good.
it's
I'm glad he
yeah.
got ripped a new one.
But yeah, no, I have to. This is a shame because you have to think of like when you and I were at 22, a whole 18 years ago,
Ooh.
that we were dumb as shit.
Well, yeah, and we were
And
just
we didn't
happy a
really
girl would
have.
talk to us at the age of 22.
Absolutely.
We're not exactly what we would call ladies' men.
No, but also the internet wasn't as
Toxic?
toxic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
I was gonna say it's not only toxic, but by the means of having so much availability at one's
Yeah.
fingertips that you can do so much
Yes.
damage in a blink of an eye. And it's nothing to be said that it's like the proverbial person can't say the thing and then turn around the corner and get smacked in the face for
Right.
it.
The problem with the internet now is there's no repercussion for people's actions because you've got a certain group of people that believe nothing should be censored online, even though it's completely wrong of what they're saying.
There's a lot of anonymity out of it.
You keyboard warriors that don't get any re that don't have any repercussion for what they say or do online, and it's kind of getting tiring,
Yes.
honestly.
Oh boy, it's exhausting. I mean, when you already had a 12 months of political ads,
12 months, it's
and
been
it's
12
just
years.
they're like. Again, yeah, 100 years ago, back in December of 2023,
Yeah. Checks out. Your math is solid on
they
that
were
one.
already starting. Ugh, man. Not good. Not good.
Right. Now,
Whew.
I speaking of that, how's your week been? Have you gone through all the emotions like me?
Dude, what is the 12-step program where it's not 12-step, Jesus Christ. Where you're going through anger and
Oh, anger,
negotiation and
negotiation,
yeah.
tolerance, acceptance.
Yes.
Yeah, there's all sorts
Yes.
of them. There's all sorts of steps to your grieving process.
Yes.
Yeah.
I honestly wait because again, doggo o'clock waking up at 5 in the morning on Wednesday morning was like, okay, we're up. Check the phone and a wave of
Well,
numbness.
right. And that's what I was like, oh God. And it just sadly, it goes to prove how sexist and racist this country truly is. And
And we're
that's
not
the
going to
only
make it.
logical answer to me.
We're not going to make it all
No,
political on
no.
this podcast. It was just more of a.
I
It was a gut check reaction just from like, okay,
I will say though, in a lot of not to go too deep into it, but in a lot of your Republican states, they lost their super majorities. So on the state sides, they didn't fare as well, which I'm like, good.
Huh.
Especially like up here in Montana
Yeah.
too. They lost their super majority. We gained
Good.
10 seats.
Hey,
So I'm
all
like,
right.
good. But no, literally Wednesday, I went through starting with, I self-medicate with music.
Yes.
I started at the office at work with starting the day with the sick puppy's asshole father, and it got progressively heavier after that.
Yes.
And I actually ended up, and I don't listen to this music very often, but I ended up listening to some death metal by mid-afternoon, because that's just where I was at.
Yeah, there was a couple of like the where you clap your cheeks with your hands and just like, come on, we gotta shape up, we gotta pick it up
We
here. Now we gotta.
made it through the first 4 years. We'll make it through another four. It'll be fine.
There was a lot of guardrails, and I imagine it's gonna be like any system that checks
Oh
and
yeah.
balances and like it, things will be
They don't
okay.
understand how hard it is to actually tear away these programs away from people.
And for what it was worth, the overweight, the amount of suicides that happened off of that was just
It
sad.
is. Yep.
And the, because they don't call them hotlines now, they call them warm
Warm.
lines
Okay.
of suicide, like of suicide prevention and everything like that, where
Oh, they were busy as all get out, I would imagine.
they could not keep up with the demand is what I was reading on one of them. But that's one of the things that you're just like, okay, every now and then you have to be the person that has to go and check in on your friends. If you know, it's like, hey, how you doing? How you
What you
hanging?
thinking?
Yeah, what you
What you
thinking?
thinking, friend?
Yeah. So, and this, considering that we have known ourselves or at we've known
We've known
ourselves.
ourselves for most of our lives. Wait, that's not it.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
We've known each other since middle school, like bowling league.
Sixth grade, maybe a little before, yeah.
Yeah. Whatever the math is on that.
Math is hard.
And now we're 40.
That's like a
Yeah.
million years
You just.
ago.
Yeah. It's clearly 1,000 years ago back
Clearly.
in
Clearly.
the 90s. Woo.
When times were much simpler.
Whew. Yeah.
Clothes were bright colored. Bubblegum pop music was taking over the world.
Jinkos, my
JNCOs, there you
friend.
go.
Let's
JNCOs are
go.
having a comeback.
I there's a Okay, watch. You this might not be a very particular case scenario, but if you look in the world of fashion, they go through the waves of like revivals. It's nostalgia. It's basically that. If you're Hollywood, you just nostalgia the shit out of anything that's already been made again. So, with that in mind, JNCOs are back, baby.
Did you break out the
So
old
all
JNCOs?
brother, I'd love no. I do have the comfiest pair of baggier pants that I've since high school. And on top of that, the holiest Carolina shirt that you've ever seen to known to man. Like it would make
It's your
a
Sunday shirt.
street punk proud. Actually, yeah, it
It's
is.
your holy shirt.
But you gotta be thinking, man, that Carolina Panthers have been in existence for 30 years, and so is that shirt.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That is awesome. I
Well, I mean, much like you're like you still have a couple of shirts that have gone through the rotation of from being in high
God, yes.
school to now.
Yes, very much so. Yeah, I
Which I'm not mad at. I was like, hey, at least we're keeping the streak alive. Go
People will be
us.
like, that's so cool. Where'd you buy that? Hot Topic? No, I got this shirt
Well,
30
fuck me
years
if.
ago.
Okay. And riddle me this, that if you were to give up half of your wardrobe to a retro clothes store, they would turn around and sell it for $40 per t-shirt.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And that's. Yeah, because I've got some weird retro, like they'd be, and it's sad to say that the bands we listened to in high school and even earlier are now considered to be retro. We're
Retro new way new
new
metal.
metal. Oh God, that bugs me that it's new metal is, I it doesn't
With
bug
a
me that new
NU.
metal's coming back. because I've always been a big fan of nu metal, but it is weird to say that nu metal is popular again.
Fair enough. Well, you have nu metal that's headlining these tours,
Yes.
which I only had one topic, and then we could probably call it
Yeah.
for this if you're good.
Yeah.
So I gave you an assignment,
You did.
an off-air assignment.
Oh, man.
For those who are listening, I gave Ed an assignment that based off of a tweet from as of course I just had it and then I just lost it just as fast.
That's okay.
God damn it. Thanks, Twitter, for being like, one is shitty because if you have some a focus on something, if you leave it on for 2 seconds, it magically fucks
Yeah.
off. So, at Amplify Her Voice, found that the When We Were Young festival, which has a lot of bands between, I think, four different stages.
Yes.
30, or sorry, 3.5% is women and non-binary versus 96.5 men in these bands.
Wow. That's
Yes.
staggering, actually.
So of the bands that were of like we when we were young coming up in the 2025 October, you have like the Somerset, Stray Light Run, Destroy Boys, which I love them, Paris, Taylor Corn, and Avril Lavigne. Now, Avril Lavigne is one of the top
This
five
year, right?
bands for this, well, for this
Yeah,
upcoming
this
one.
year's con or this upcoming show, yeah.
So the top five, you have Panic at the Disco, Blink-182, Weezer, Avril, and then The Offspring.
The 2000s called. They want their mix CD back.
Oh, not even that, man. Like when Panic at the Disco is performing A Fever You Can't Sweat Out in its entirety and
Wow.
more, Blink-182 is doing Enema of the State, Take Off Your Pants, Jacket, self-titled and more. Like they put that into the
Wow.
poster. Yes. Now, because we are who we are, we also went to Sick New World because of your
Yes.
love affection for Linkin Park.
It's not a just a it's a love affair, really.
It is a love affair. And I'm gonna come back to
Yeah,
this.
okay.
But for April 2025, both of these things are in Las Vegas, the festival grounds, and I have been to When We Were Young. I have some pairing advice, but we'll do that next podcast. But for now, you have Metallica, Linkin Park, Queens of the Stone Age, AFI, and Evanescence as your top five on the poster.
Okay.
My challenge to you, Ed, was if you were able to replace one band from either of these highlights in order to put in another female vocalist or female band, and Linkin Park does not
I
count.
know. I was going to say that doesn't count because they, well, considering their new lead singer, or I shouldn't say lead singer because that irritates me. Ho, lead singer is a female. Emily Armstrong.
Yes. So I had to, because I knew you were going to go around and just say Linkin
Well,
Park
no,
and that
I
was going to
actually
be it.
put that on my own. I put that as a guideline for myself, believe it or not.
Oh, see, we are growing.
See, you knew what I was thinking.
Yes, that's friendship right
Yes.
there, audience. So who would you eliminate? Actually, I could list this out again for you, or which one do you want to prefer? Do you prefer Sick New World, which has more of your new metal and old metal
I
and metal,
actually
metal, metal?
will do both.
Oh,
I came
I
prepared for
like this.
class. Look at that.
Woo! Look at
Look at me
you.
overachieving.
Big boy pants. Big boy pants and everything. Let's
All
go.
right, so
From your high school days.
list the, let's start with when we were young.
Okay. Starting with When We Were Young, you have Panic at the Disco, Blink-182, Weezer, Avril Lavigne, and The Offspring.
So the only one I would logically remove from that to replace would be Panic at the Disco.
Okay.
I actually have
Who are you replacing?
I actually have two that I keep on wavering back and forth, so I'll just say them both. Stand
Sure.
Atlantic
Ooh.
or As December Falls.
All right. I like
Yeah.
these. Very good.
Because
So
I've really
who?
been out of the two, I've been more into As December Falls. So I think I'd lean more towards As December Falls.
All right. I dig with that. I do have now who are you taking out of Sick New World? You have Metallica, Linkin Park, Queens of the Stone Age, AFI, and Evanescence.
And this would purely be because I've seen them. I would axe AFI.
That one does seem more of the When We Were Young
It
festival than it
kind of
does
does, yeah.
of.
So if I had to pick a female fronted band to replace, I would go with Sleeping with Sirens or Straight Line Stitch.
Ooh.
Yeah. I
I
so
have.
yeah, that's my
Okay.
thoughts.
Whew. Okay. I'm having. It's easier for me to dig deeper on Sick New World than it is on When We Were
Right.
Young. For Sick New World, I would bring back Jack Off Jill.
Jack off Jill. Well, Jack off Jill could honestly, yeah, they could be in the When We Were Young festival too, though. That's one of those bands that
Yeah.
could cross over. Like AFI honestly
I
could
mean,
be
if
in
you
both,
had,
but Jack off Jill could
because
go
I think you
both.
had the lead, you had somebody like the Jack Off Jill, but you then had branches off like Scarling and other stuff like that, which would make it lower into the list, much like your Orgy Lunacoil Birthday Massacre down there. But I think that I myself would replace Evanescence just because I fucking hate
Well,
them.
that kind of defeats the purpose if you're eliminating a female fronted band.
Well, that's true. And as somebody that has seen Linkin Park, Queens of the Stone Age, and AFI, man.
I do find it funny that neither one of us axed Metallica.
No, you give recognition to the Kings of '90s
Yeah,
right there.
I know. It's just funny to me that we're not particularly huge fans of Metallica. We could, for the right price, we'd be like, eh, all right. But it's just funny to me that neither one of us were like, let's get rid of Metallica.
Yeah, in this case, I think AFI would go
Yeah.
again just because like how we said, it seemed like more of
Sick
a
New World.
When We Were Young
Or When
because
We Were Young, yeah.
actually we have seen yeah because it's like AFI right with the used and all that jazz.
Yeah. No,
So,
I
yes.
mean, like for When We Were Young, I even had thoughts of like Tsunami Bomb and stuff
Yes.
like that for it, but
I'd almost go L7.
okay, yep. I just I don't know.
Or actually, I would go Bikini Kill.
Well, Bikini Kill, that one you could, well, yeah, that would fit in the When We Were Young.
Yeah.
I was
Because you're still more punkish, but you're just like, and having seen Avril at, When We Were
yeah.
Young, she does a hell
Oh
of a good
yeah.
job. Sneaky good pick. That, you know what, if they're playing, I would absolutely go see it again.
Yeah.
Jimmy Eat World.
Jimmy Eat World, they're one band that I'd love to see.
They were so
Yeah.
good, dude. I was like, and I didn't know very much of the, but then you learn that you know more songs than you've let on.
That's like years ago when we saw 10 Years live, or when I saw 10 Years, I'm like, oh God, I know more of this than I thought.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. All
Or
right.
when I
Well,
saw Head PE recently, I'm like, well, shit, I know more than I thought.
so I think that next podcast, we're going to recap some stuff that we've seen
Yes.
over 2024. And I will give my tips for anybody going to the Las Vegas Festival grounds.
Nice.
Yeah. Keep them on the hook.
Ooh.
Now let's see if we remember
Now,
next time
yeah,
that we
see
do
if we
this.
remember to cover those topics when we do this
Oh,
again?
yeah. Yes. So, what you thinking, friend?
I think we should call it quits for today and we'll pick it up again.
Perfect. Well, anyway, you can find me on Twitter, because I refuse to say X, at I am Cody L.
You can find me at BlindWRL on Mastodon, Ed underscore WRL on Threads, and just I'm no longer on X. I deleted my account.
I should probably do the same, but we'll get into that AI conversation later
Sure.
on.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening and have a great day.